Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So, Phil Robinson.
Robertson.
Yeah, Robertson.
I was going to say.
Obviously, a fan of the Duck program.
Don't mess with this Phil.
Yeah, right. Mess with Phil.
I've seen it a couple times.
Right.
We have a program. It's just not the, we're just going to, it's about him talking about ISIS, not the duck thing.
Right. They eat dinner watching. I mean,
yes. So anyway, he is on Sean Hannity and he's asking a question. I mean, it's very profound what because he gives a biblical, and this is the reason why we're going to be talking about what he's saying. And he's given a biblical view. I wish Sean would just let him talk. Sean interrupted him. Was like, I know you don't have the word probably much, but he's talking about the word here, Sean. And Sean's a Christian, but probably doesn't have a lot of the word, you know. Anyway, so that reportedly. And so so here you have this bearded guy talking. But listen to what he's saying, because he asked the question, what do you do with ISIS? And listen to everything, because it's very, very profound what he's saying and true.
Welcome back to Hannity. New video surfaced earlier today showing the brutal execution of captured American journalist Stephen Sotloff by ISIS terrorists. Now, this comes just 2 weeks after the radical Islamic group posted a similar video documenting the beheading of journalist James Foley. So how should America deal with the simultaneous rise of radical Islam around the globe and a rising tide of anti-Semitism and anti-Christian behavior, as we saw convert or die in Mosul? Joining me now, the patriarch of Duck Dynasty, the author of the brand new book, Unfiltered, The Way I See It. I got it right here. The one and only Phil Robertson. How are you, my friend?
Doing good.
Good to see you. Welcome aboard.
Good to see you, man.
You don't leave home without it. You brought your Bible with you.
I never leave home without my Bible and my woman, Hannity. That's good advice for you.
Is that good advice? I'm never allowed to go out alone?
Well,
my wife would get bored.
Safety.
Is that
woman
what
and Bible. You got it?
Now, you dedicated this to your book to Miss Kay, which I thought was really nice. Let me ask you first. I wrote a book once, Deliver Us From Evil, about, I think good people have a hard concept understanding evil. That book talks about evil that you got there in front of you.
You betcha.
The Lord's Prayer says deliver us from evil. I think you're a preacher at heart. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But if anybody could cut off somebody's head like that and then put children's head on stakes, isn't that evil in our time? And how should we deal with it?
Worldwide, planet-wide, biblically speaking, two groups of people, the children of God, and the whole world is under the control of the evil one. That's 1 John 5:19. Ephesians 2 said, look, the evil one works in those who are disobedient. Galatians 3, they are prisoners of sin. 2 Timothy 2, the Bible says that they've been taken captive by Satan to do his will. Listen, let me show you one. I've got the old, hey, America, Declaration of Independence. It's my bookmarker. Don't forget that. Right. Listen to this, Sean. Solomon, one of the wisest men on earth, if not the wisest. He's speaking of wisdom. Whoever finds me, wisdom, finds life. Watch. And receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me, this is the God of the Bible, harms himself. Now listen to this. On this ISIS thing, all who hate me love death. So you scratch your head and you say, well, why is it that when we're not even over there in the Middle East, why do they continue to slaughter each other when we're not even on the premises? They can't blame us. We left Iraq. You say, what happened in Egypt, in Syria? You say, Libya. They just slaughter each other. You say, what? All who hate me love death. Sean?
What is the answer? The answer, I think the only answer is, I think they're at war with us.
Yep.
Whether we like it or not, I think most people would rather live in peace. Most Americans, just leave us alone, we'll leave you alone. They're not going to leave us alone. They're not going to leave Israel alone. So that leaves us with two options. Do nothing, and then get ready for the next attack, and then we'll have a report that says they were at war with us, we weren't at war with them.
In this case, you either have to convert them, which I think would be next to impossible,
I'm not giving up on them, but I'm just saying either convert them or kill them, one or the other.
You know, that's
I think
gonna be,
converting
that's gonna...
them maybe has that time has come and gone. So I think that with this ideology that we're faced with, this is like street gangs, street thugs on steroids. You think about it, most of the wars we've fought, they were not asymmetrical like this one. This one, it's not like a country with a standing army and we line up and do battle with a certain amount of rules that they violate. But you say, this is more like worldwide gang warfare, but it's this gang is well-armed and well-organized. I think, my opinion, we're going to have to deal with this group way more harshly than we have up to this point.
Because they're so harsh. Now, I know there are going to be people that are always looking to jump on you and yep. say, convert them or kill them. And they're going to say, there goes Phil Robertson again. No, I know the media. I know yep. how they act.
I'd much rather have a Bible study with all of them and show them the error of their ways and point them to Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of having your sins removed and being raised from the dead. I would rather preach the gospel of Jesus to them. However, if it's a gunfight and a gunfight alone, if that's what they're looking for, me personally, I am prepared for either one.
Let me ask you about the book Unfiltered, the way you see it. Why do you think, because you talk a lot about political correctness, biblical correctness, about lifestyles, about, you know, some people view you as controversial. I don't. I kind of see you as a minister. That's your calling. Why do you think so many people view you as controversial? Because coming from a religious point of view.
When Jesus came to the earth, Sean, he never made a mistake, for crying out loud. Not one mistake. And he would convict people of their sin. And he said, they hated me, and it was predicted from the prophets, they hated me without reason. And then he told all of us, like they hated me, they will hate you also. They will hate you, he said, when that comes, and when they exclude you, when they insult you, and when they reject your name as evil because of me. Jesus said, listen, rejoice, be happy, because great is your reward in heaven. What people fail to understand is coughing up sin and confessing it and giving it to the only one who can remove it, for crying out loud. We're all sinners. America, here's a news flash. All of us have sinned, every last one of us. Some people want to zero in on specific sexual sins. Look, it's all sin. Whether you lie, whether you steal, whether you rob, whether you rape. Look, it's just all sin. One little white lie does you in as fast as being sexually immoral.
So if Miss Kay wears something that you don't like and she asks you, you're going to tell her the truth?
Yeah.
Look, good luck to you.
Look, when I was 28, yeah. when I was 28, I had to cough up my sins. And up until that time, I thought, you know, the last thing I want to hear is somebody preaching the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Repent. I was thinking, I saw a preacher coming. I headed the other way. I put that in my book. Oh. I hated people like me now because I had to come to a reckoning with the God of creation and the one who made me. So I, you know, coughing up my sin was not fun. I was immoral. I got drunk. I got high.
You don't care one bit if your show's a success. When you were out for, 9 days?
Yeah.
You didn't care?
No.
Not even a little bit?
Always remember this. Television, fame, mm-hmm. money. Listen, here's a news flash for America. Fame cannot remove your sin, mm-hmm. and all the money you ever amass cannot raise you from the dead. And contrary to what Obama has said about Obamacare, Sean, it's not going to keep you out of the ground, dude. And not only that, you're going to spend a lot of money to have it. What I'm giving the American people is eternal health care, and it's free. Give me a break.
Unfiltered, the way I see it.
Hey.
Phil Robertson. I had a great time down in West Monroe. Thank you for having me.
So you're looking at a biblical perspective of what's going on, and you think, my goodness, convert or kill. And you're going to see people want to say, well, that's the same thing that's happening. No, very rarely will you ever see anybody, probably other than Christians or Jews, mm-hmm. look at their enemy and say, listen, let's work this out. Most people just want to, if somebody's coming to kill you, most people say, you know, kill or be killed.
Yeah.
But what a Christian saying, a Christian perspective was, he's saying, I much rather them, me to sit down and be able to teach them the ways of God and let them to be forgiven like God forgave me. But if this particular enemy who's trying to come in and harm our nation and is harming these other nations and killing these innocent people, the only thing you have left to do if they don't choose that route is to do what you would have done anyway, which is kill the enemy who's trying to come in and hurt you. So the difference is this, is as a Christian viewpoint, is one is defensive. You know, if you're going to defend Iraqi people, if you're going to defend the Muslim people in the Middle East, you're going to defend Israel, then the only way you can do that is to hopefully win them over, your enemy over. They said, let's don't go this route. But if they insist on decapitating and killing you, then you're going to have to remove them, eliminate them, as Congressman Michelle Bachmann said, target them. And so the difference with ISIS and this radical Islam, that's offensive. They're coming into a people that has never said anything, didn't even know they even existed, and they're telling them, you convert to our beliefs or we're going to kill you. It's like, where did you come from? We don't even know who you are.
Right.
That is definitely not what Phil Robertson is saying in the context. That's not what God says. God's saying, you know, that you'll have enemies, but if they're coming in to rob your house, you can defend your house. If they're coming in to rob your nation, you can defend your nation. If they're coming in trying to push Israel in the sea, Israel can defend herself. But it'd be much better for them to hear the gospel and meet Jesus Christ and make him the Lord of their life. And many Muslims, by the way, are getting saved. Very powerful thing. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.